Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers, welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Ira Silver. I am joined alongside with Devin Ellington. It is Saturday, February 29th, the last day of the month, and we are about to get rocking and rolling for March Madness. Devin, what's going on? Are you excited? I know you love college basketball, so are you excited for March Madness to roll around here?
Man, it's spring training. It's March Madness. We got playoff basketball, playoff hockey looming. It is a wonderful time, not to mention the draft combine.
Yeah, there's been some freakishly fast times with some bigger athletes this year, and it's just been a lot of fun to watch, and some of the interviews and pre-workout interviews, and I've been really enjoying that. What about you?
Yeah, so shout out to Mr. Wirfs from Iowa, that offensive tackle. Like you said, freakish numbers. Big 10-foot-1 broad jump. So really setting a high standard.
Crazy, crazy. All right, well, before we dive into today's NBA slate for Saturday, talk a little college basketball, some NHL, and maybe a little MLB if we have some time. I'm just going to go ahead and shout out our sponsors over at MyBookie, MyBookie.ag. They have got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. You can even take the bets that Devin and I give you today on the pod, pull them together in a parlay for an even bigger payout. MyBookie's got more lines and better odds for the player than any other sports book around. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you got to do is use our promo code TODAY. That's TODAY to activate the offer. Once again, TODAY to get your extra cash from MyBookie. Devin, let's bet, win, and get paid. You ready for this? All right. Let's jump right in. So, first game on the board. Oh, we are recording at noon on the East Coast. Now, I have moved cross-country. I am a little bit more awake for these episodes, so I might have a little bit more energy today. So, first game on the slate, we got the Chicago Bulls traveling to New York to play the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks are laying 3. They're minus 150 on the money line, and the over-under is 215.5. Devin, what do you like here in this one?
So first quarter, first half under sticks out for me right away because the Bulls are the biggest under team as far as the first quarter goes. New York is an under team in general. And I look at both these rough ball clubs to get off to a very, very slow start. I would just say check out Chicago's injury report. I think they have like 10 guys on it. So that could be pretty big also. Dennis Smith Jr. is out for the Knicks. Nick Kalina is going to be probable to play. So it looks like New York will get some guard play with him back. They'll have their 1 and 2 and him and Alfred Payton. So sticking out right away, first quarter, first half under. I think 3 is a little too rich for me for New York. They have been covering spreads, but as a dog lately, I don't know how they are going to perform as a favorite in this situation.
Yeah, you want to just throw out to the listeners what the first half and first quarter number is there?
Let me pull it up. I know sometimes first quarter is a little trickier to get earlier in the day, but they should have some first half lines out.
Yeah, so if you want to, you know, if you're going to throw out a derivative, let's get it up there. I got the full game for you. Devin's got those derivative markets for you. He loves those first half, first quarters. I'm getting diving into some first halves myself lately, and they've been pretty on fire. I think in my last, six NBA games, I am 4-1-1. So pretty decent. We had some first halves in there as well, a couple of those. So we're on a little bit of a run in NBA, NHL. We got a win last night with the Colorado Avalanche. So we went 1-0-1 last night in our picks because I basically gave out the Kings, but I gave out the Grizzlies. But I said if De'Aaron Fox plays, that is off the board for me. So just two plays last night. Both one, the NBA game was a push with the Grizzlies minus 12 and the Colorado Avalanche with the victory there at minus 110. Devin, you got those numbers up?
Yeah, so the first half line right now is set at 110.5. And then the first quarter number is 55.5 on the total. So out of the two, I think I would prefer the first half under more so than the first quarter. The first quarter, I was looking to get a number right around 58, and I didn't get that. So first half is at 110.5, and my number I was looking for, and that was like 108. So, yeah, I like that bet.
All right, cool. Well, you heard it here first. Devin, the man Ellington, he is all over that first half under at 110.5. Next game on the board, we got the Brooklyn Nets traveling down to my beautiful new city, South Beach, Miami. Miami Heat are a 7-point favorite, and the over-under is 218.5. Devin, what are your thoughts here on this one?
Well, you know, I would say go with the Heat because of how they play at home. Obviously, they're going to get the win. But Brooklyn's been playing some solid ball lately. So 7 seems like a little too much for me. I can't believe I'm saying it because they're right there with the Suns for me, but I think I might take Brooklyn plus 7 here. They've actually covered a good amount of games in their last 10, 6-4. And, you know, they're getting it done on the road. They're 500 in their last 6 road games. So,
I will point out one thing. When they are a road favorite, they are 6-11 against the spread. They're ranked towards the bottom of the league when they are an away underdog this year. So okay. Something to keep in mind. But yes, I would lean 7 with the Nets, but who knows? Maybe they went out last night, South Beach. It was a little cold last night, but maybe they went to the club at the Fountain Blue at Live or, you know, 11 down even further south. So, who knows? They might have partied. They might have lost their legs a little bit, so they might get blown out. Who knows? Miami's used to it, and we'll see what happens there. But I got a cool game here. I actually kind of like this one. Got the Atlanta Hawks at home. We got the Portland Trail Blazers traveling basically west to east almost essentially to play the Atlanta Hawks. I believe Damian is still out of the lineup here. Hawks are going to be a 1.5-point favorite over under 238. Devin, what do you got to say about this one?
I like the Hawks in this spot. They've been playing really well lately. I think their effective field goal percentage and true shooting numbers have pretty much just skyrocketed. The over is always going to be in play with this Atlanta team. And then couple it with the offensive metrics of Portland and the lack of defense, I think you got to give a peep over to the over just to be diligent. 237.5 is a lot, but we saw Atlanta score 141 last night. If they even cut that down by 15 or 20 points, that's still a lot of points for one side. So I'd like the over. And then I would probably go ahead and lean Atlanta to cover this.
Yeah, I'm actually on the opposite side of you. I think I'm going to lean under 238. That's the number I see here in my book. Under 238 for me in this one. I think that's probably going to be a sharper bet here. Atlanta off the back-to-back, Portland traveling, maybe tired legs. So I'm going to go under 238 for the full game here.
All righty. Let's see how that plays out. That'll be a fun one to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have another cool and interesting game. We got the Cleveland Cavaliers at home, who've been playing pretty decently as of late. They'll be taking on the Indiana Pacers. Pacers -8 on the road at Cleveland, over under 215. Devin, any thoughts here?
Initially, I think 8 is just a little too much for Indiana. They haven't really been covering these spots where they're like 6 to 9 point favorites. Anything past, two possessions, really, they don't seem to get close on. I like Cleveland being at home. They seem to be playing a lot better with J.B. Bickerstaff there, and it's just been an immense turnaround. They're covering games. They're, they're beating teams. They just ended up beating the Sixers, and they beat the Heat in back-to-back games. So that's pretty crazy right there. So I would definitely think about taking the points with Cleveland. I think that's where the public is probably going to be at. So I'm going to try to get these 8 before they evaporate. And then the over, maybe. I think if Cleveland's defense doesn't hold up that great and Indiana's able to put the ball in the bucket, then they just take advantage of them and run a lot of points up.
Yeah, I think here you're going to see, Cleveland is 4-6 on a back-to-back this season against the spread. Pacers haven't been playing. I mean, they're up and down, but, they took some key injuries on the offensive side of the ball. Yeah. So it's a little tough here for me to say. If I was going to play anything, I'd maybe look at Indiana first half. I would assume the line is somewhere between 4 and 4.5. I don't have it up in front of me at the moment, but that would be something I would look at. No official play here on this game for me. But yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with that game. Do you have anything else to say about that game, Devin?
Just that the Pacers are a 4-point favorite for the first half. And then I'll just kind of quickly give you their first half ATS record. They're actually not okay, they're right. They're a game under 500, 29-30, 4-6 in their last 10 with a positive 2.6 point differential.
Yeah, so it's going to be a tough one. I might stay away from this one, but I'm kind of leaning Pacers just because Cleveland on the back-to-back, had a tough game last night. But, I don't know. Moving on, we got the L.A. Lakers traveling to the Memphis Grizzlies. Memphis is an 8-point home dog. Are the Memphis Grizzlies going to be barking tonight? What do you think?
I don't think so. I think they keep trying to spin this revenge game thing, and the Lakers just continue to have Memphis's number. The Lakers' defense is just too good, and it seems like they just match really well against Memphis. The two times they've played, it's just been, one was a 1-point game, but, you saw the Lakers put the clamps down. And then that most recent game, I think this was a sign of their adjustments to playing a team again after recently playing them. I will say LeBron James, Danny Green, Anthony Davis all have statuses here. Questionable for Green and LeBron. Anthony Davis probable with his elbow. 8 on the road as a favorite, that's a lot, but the Lakers are clicking right now, 7-3 in their last 10 against the spread. Defense is playing great. Offense is playing great. It's hard to pass that up.
Yes, and the Lakers are 10-12 as an away favorite. I'm going to go ahead and lean with the Grizzlies +8 here. Next game on the board, probably the game of the night. We got the Houston Rockets traveling to the Boston Celtics. Celtics are a 1.5-point favorite. Over under 232. Devin, I know you're looking forward to this one. What are your thoughts here? Give me a little breakdown.
Man, I like Boston. It's easy.
Wow, just like that, huh?
Yeah. I mean, 23-5 at home as a home record. This is a one possession spread right now, so I usually defer back to their home records, road splits, all that good stuff. They play, small ball essentially as well. They're not a ginormous team, but they do it a lot better than Houston and with a lot more defense. And, I love their depth. They are rolling right now. Jason Tatum's on fire. They've won their last three at home. 7-0 is a favorite in their last seven games. So, you know, this is a good spot for them. I think it'll be a good game. But one possession is not that much to come up with. And I think they get the job done at home.
Yeah, I think I'm on the same page as you here. I'm not too high on the Rockets team in general, even though they've been playing all right since they made those trades. Give me Boston. Give me the Boston Celtics here, -1.5. If I can get a money line, I'll probably just play Boston on the money line. I might make some in-game wagerings as well if Houston takes a little lead in early in the game. So I think I'm all over Boston here on this one. But again, stay tuned on Twitter. I'm at Iris Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007, and we are at Hoopball Gaming. You'll see our official plays, picks, any news, or any pivots that we make. Next game on the board, Devin, we got the Orlando Magic traveling to the San Antonio Spurs. San Antonio Spurs are laying 3.5. They're -170 on the money line, and the over-under is 220.5. What are your thoughts here?
I think you might be able to find a little bit of value in Orlando. 3.5 is it's a pretty decent thing to get there. And we know how San Antonio performs at home. You know, they're 10-20 on the season and 9-18 against spread at home. Orlando has a positive road spread record, and I would say that they are probably a little bit more healthy now. They got DJ Augustine back, and he's back in their rotations. Aldridge is going to be out for the Spurs. So I look for Vucevic and Aaron Gordon both to have a pretty good day down there against the Spurs. So, right now, give me the 3.5. I want to see if it can get bet up to maybe 4 in a hook, because 64% of the money is coming out in San Antonio right now. So, that's where I'm leaning right now.
Wow, we got Devin making predictions about players. He has one podcast with a player prop guy, and now he thinks he is betting props. All right, Devin. All right, we love it. We love the degeneracy. Let's keep it going for our listeners. Last game on the night here, we got an exciting one, and that would be the Phoenix Suns at home against the Golden State Warriors. Phoenix is laying 8.5, over under 223. What do you got to say about this one?
If you're going to bet on this game, you must be a true degenerate.
That is 100% accurate.
I already had a little dig at the Suns earlier, so I'm going to double it up here. I hate betting on games that they're playing in. And, I don't really have any interest or insight or enthusiasm about this last game. It just screams yuck.
I hear you. This is a game I'm probably staying away from. Maybe a live bet if I'm awake. But other than that, really nothing I'm looking forward to in that one. So that wraps up the NBA card for Saturday, February 29th, 2020. We will now dive into a little college basketball. Devin, what are some games you are looking at today on today's slate that you're targeting and you are going to fire away on?
So just so we can have some early action and have a little bit of fun, I really like the under in the Penn State-Iowa game. Conference opponents, obviously, and it's in the thick of the end of conference play. So this line opened at, I believe it was 155. And it dropped down to 153. And I was recently reading something. It was a tweet, but it was like a breakdown of how in conference play for college basketball, if you see a line open above 150 and instant, you know, within the first, you know, day or few hours of that line coming out, if it drops a full point, then to hammer the under, because the percentage that they go well under that original and the change line is, I think it's right around 68-69%. So, I looked into it a little bit. These defenses are pretty solid, and familiar foe with some good defense. I think the under's going to hit here of 153.
Nice. I know you love some of these games here. I just want to get your thoughts on one game in particular, and that would be Auburn against Kentucky. I don't know if you have a side or not, but Kentucky's a 7-point favorite. Auburn plus 7 on the road, over under 139.5. What are your thoughts here on this one? If you have any thoughts, you can pass. You can say pass.
Sure. Well, I usually have an opinion on everything. So I like Kentucky. I don't know if I like them by that many points. Auburn just finds a way. You know what? They had like 3 straight overtime games. You know, so it's one of those Bruce Pearl things where it's going to be a good coach against a good coach. I think I'm just going to watch this one and enjoy the basketball.
Nice. Any smaller school, smaller conferences you're looking to target today in terms of over-unders or sides?
So I really like Northern Iowa and the Missouri Valley Conference going up against Drake. They are on the road, but you're looking at an offensive ball club right here. And, you know, watch out like for the brackets this year. And if you see these guys, Northern Iowa. So they are number 2 and 3 respectively. In mid-range percentage and three-point percentage. They're the third best shooting three-point team in the country. And Drake is the 330th worst in the country covering the three-point play. And, you know, their field goal attempt rate is top 100 in the country. So that I look for them to get some good shots, quality shots. They're a patient and efficient offense. And they're pretty solid on defense as well, minus their three-point field goal percentage that they allow. And some of their field goal percentage numbers can be pretty high sometimes that they allow their opponents to have. But they are 3.5-point favorites, and I look at them being able to cover that easily.
Awesome, awesome. Any final thoughts on college basketball before we move on to a little hockey?
There's a big game in the Pac-12 tonight, Arizona State versus USC. USC is the home team. Arizona State had that battle with UCLA for first in the Pac-12 earlier in the week. So USC can maybe try to snag the second or top spot tonight, depending on how UCLA does.
Nice. All right. Cool. We got some NHL to talk about. Devin. Let's see if you can have a take on any of these games. I'm just gonna run through a couple of my favorites here. I'm pulling up the starting goalies for all of you right now, so we can get a better picture of who is actually gonna be playing in net for each team tonight, and we can make a better assumption and a better lean or a better pick, and go from there. So, a couple games I'm looking at tonight are the LA Kings at home against the New Jersey Devils. It is a day game for the LA Kings. The LA Kings are looking to start. I'm pulling it up right now. Now, if Cal Peterson's in net, I really like his game. He's really been playing very well. But if Jonathan Quick is playing, which it looks like he is the projected starter at this point, I don't know. It's very difficult for me to back the Kings when Quick's in goal. He's just not the same as he used to be. So let's pass on that one for now if Quick is going to be in net. But if Cal Peterson's in net, I would take the -130 with the LA Kings. They've been playing some decent hockey as of late. Another interesting game to me today, Dallas Stars on the road in St. Louis. They just had played against the Boston Bruins in Boston and almost came back in late in that game. We had them at +150. I thought it was good value. I knew it was kind of a shot in the dark there against the very good Boston Bruins team. But here we got a really good game, Dallas, on the road in St. Louis. I think I'm going to take another shot, another stab here with the Dallas Stars just because Dallas is a really good team. And St. Louis, if you play a defensive-style game, you know, you can really give them a lot of issues. So, and I think that Jake Allen is going to be in net tonight. It looks like Jake Allen's confirmed for the St. Louis Blues, and Ben Bishop looks like he's projected. He's the number one goalie, in my opinion, in the league. So I'm going to be looking to back the Dallas Stars here at +125, better goalie, and they can definitely slow down the St. Louis Blues. A late game action, if you'd like. We got the Buffalo Sabres on the road, Arizona. We got the Winnipeg Jets on the road in Edmonton, and we have the Pittsburgh Penguins on the road in San Jose. It looks like to me right there, you'd probably just want to Probably just want to do a little pizza parlay on all the favorites in those if you want a little pizza action on some hockey. That's it for me on the NHL. Devin, you got anything to say about that?
Yeah, I was actually eyeballing the card a little bit, and that Dallas-St. Louis game is the one that stuck out to me a lot. I was hoping it was going to be Bennington and Bishop, and that would have been a good goalie matchup. And that's a divisional game, isn't it?
Believe so.
Okay, so it's a pretty important one. How do you feel about Vancouver and Toronto? The first period puck line is over under two. Do you think there's any value either way? These are a lot of offensive weapons combined in this game, right?
Yeah. So what angle are you looking at? First period? So
the first period, over or under two goals. I was just curious.
What's the juice either way?
Over is plus 105, under's minus 135.
Yeah, I mean, Frederik Andersen's awful for the Maple Leafs. Looks like he's going to be playing a goal. And Markstrom for the Canucks is injured. So Thatcher Demko is going to be playing in net. And if we saw what happened with Thatcher Demko last start on the road in Ottawa, he gave up two goals to the Ottawa Senators in the first period. Gave up, I believe, five total for the game. So, yeah, I think over two could be a play here. It's definitely definitely something that I would rather bet over than under with these two goalies in there. Sure. So that's kind of where I'm leaning towards, is over two, and give me some plus money on the over.
Okay. And then one last thought here. How do you feel about the over under five on the Stars Blues game? I was thinking under without knowing that Bennington was not going to be in goal. So does that sway you either way?
Over under is five?
Yeah.
And under is
plus 120 on the under.
And over is minus 140. Yeah, I was going to say about 135. I think over. Both these teams can score. And Jake Allen's not particularly that great.
That good. Yeah.
I mean, he's good. He's solid, but he's not. He's just, I don't believe in him too much from a personal perspective. If I had to bleed in one way or the other, I'd probably just play it over. But it's really not going to be a play for me here on this card.
Okay, just was curious.
Yeah, any other any baseball thoughts here?
Yeah, you know, it's that great time of the year. So, you know, the regular season, opening day fastly approaches us. It's like we go from spring training to being in the middle of the baseball season. So just keep your eyes peeled as far as keeping an eye on some win totals. So one thing I wanted to throw out there is there is a article I was reading. It was talking about the number of times we've had sub 60 win teams in the MLB, and from 2002 to 2014, or I'm sorry, no, 2016, we had only three sub 60 win baseball teams. So if you're looking at some futures bets like the Royals, the Tigers, the Marlins, or the you know, some of the other terrible teams, the Orioles, and if you see that all their win totals are set, you know, under 60, I think it's a good shot that you should take taking the over on all those guys, if not, you know, the bulk of them, because last year we had two sub-60 win teams, and I don't think it's going to be something that really continues this year.
Yeah, I like that thought. I like that thought. For anybody who's interested, we're going to be running a little MLB fantasy baseball season-long league, probably a roto-style league. I sent out a tweet. I retweeted last night, Mo, myself, Devin. We got a couple others who are interested. So we're going to try to put together a little baseball league so we can brush up and really get active in the MLB season and learn while we go along, make some bets while we play some fantasy baseball. So anyone who's interested in that, please reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Ira Silver Magic, and Devin is at DALE007. It's going to be fun. It's not going to be for a ton of, you know, the buy-in's not going to be too much. So if you guys want to have a little fun with the people you listen to every day on the podcast, feel free to reach out. We're definitely going to try and brush up on some baseball, learn a little bit more, and try to make some money betting some baseball totals and sides this year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I look forward to baseball every year, but I haven't played fantasy baseball before, so this is going to be interesting.
And yeah, I think the last time I played fantasy baseball, I was probably 14. So what is that, about 18 years ago, something like that. So anybody who thinks they know fantasy baseball and want to come play with some fish who are just trying to give away some of that money, we are here. We are available for you because I don't know too much about baseball in general. But once the season rolls around, I definitely will dive in like I do every year and start betting and drinking whiskey while I watch the games.
There you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Devin, any final parting words for the listeners?
Just good luck to everybody this weekend. If you can, watch some XFL. And, that's about it.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us again. Once again, we are a Hoop Ball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Make sure you go visit the website. Tons of great content out there. And also, thank you to our sponsors over at mybookie.ag. Make sure you use that promo code today, T-O-D-A-Y, while making your first deposit for some extra cash. Let's bet. Let's win. Let's get paid. Enjoy that music as my voice trails off. Talk to you guys soon.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.